Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
When pressures come into your life, what are you going to hang on to?
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
Have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 13. We'll be in and out of three or four chapters that we will look at as a whole. It's kind of a topical message today, but truths that are taught by the Lord at the very last hours of His life on this earth, I think, are very needful today in our day and age, as we're going to talk about soul tsunami, because that is where we are in our own culture, in our life today, and trust that it'll be a help and encouragement to you. How could you not help but be moved by on the 26th of December, in that time frame, where in our part of the world, what, 8 different countries, that earthquake had hit that created what we now know, and all of us are probably more educated now about tsunamis. We all had heard of those, and of course, living on an island, we're aware of what possibilities could happen at any part of the world, at a coastline. Fact is, they say that the largest tsunami that had ever hit was in 1737 at a location in Russia, 210-foot killer wave. They had also mentioned, and on one side I'd seen, that in 1958, up in Alaska, there was a rock and ice fall into the water that surged up to a wave of over 1,600 feet. No bodies in its way, but the fact is that there are events that take place that can be very devastating. And I'm sure you were, as I was, looking at footage of water that quickly was rising, and then this wave, and I think it depending on where locations hit, but the one I remember, the video that I saw, that wave that was curling right at the coastline, and home footage of someone that just happened to have the camera on, and it just, as a torrent, ripped through people's homes and just swept people away. You know, images of people that were hanging on to trees and palm trees were getting crushed over, cars that were rolling in that current, and people that were fleeing from scenes. And you've heard stories, and I've heard stories from people that had made choices, some of them that just didn't think anything was going to happen and saw things coming. And from people now that, of course, a few survivors, miraculous events of people, from little babies to older people that miraculously survived all this. But the overwhelming devastation of that, which, and a side note, you say, is something like that ever going to happen to destroy our entire world? Not as it was in the days of Noah. It's not going to happen. What will ultimately destroy our world, according to the end of Revelation, is a fire. But there will be devastating events that will take place during the tribulation. And certainly, one 8.9 earthquake that created the devastation of 150,000 plus people. One, on one little location on our globe. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to realize of a number of earthquakes, what it would do to at least to coastlines in our own world. It's going to just rock what we now know as our world, that will be a new world. The rapture of you as a Christian will take place pre that tribulation period. But understand that if you can see that in your own mind's eye of the devastation of a tsunami, I'd like to use that as a picture and illustration of what really can and is happening in multiple people, in multiple families, in multiple lives, and really our own country today in a cultural sense, that there is a torrent, a killer wave that is just rolling its way through our own lives today. As I'm looking at a group of individuals, as was the disciples, that had no idea that within a 24-hour period, their whole world was going to be upside down. And Jesus, in that window of time, he being the only one that knew this is what's going to take place, began emphasizing themes and topics, really summarizing the last 3 years of teaching that he had, summarizing, taking all of the scriptures that he had fulfilled as we have it in the scriptures, and put them into topics and was saying to them, you need these. These are tremendously important because if you don't get them over the next 24 hours, and he alluded to it, he talked to them in Proverbs as it says in the text, and he was saying, you better have a deep foundation in me or you will not end up surviving the tsunamis of life that blow through your own soul. And I think Leonard Sweet in his book, Soul Tsunami, hit it right as a good illustration that really the seismic events that have happened in the aftermath of what we would know as postmodernity and the earthquake that have generated tidal waves that have created a whole new world out there. It is not the same world that some of you that are 40 and 50 and older, and your world that you knew it is not what it is today. It is not what your teenagers and your grandchildren are growing up in. Fact of the matter is that our own country seemed to, in essence, almost be set up like a theocracy that really was a democracy, that today the very principles in which our whole Constitution is set up on moral foundations are being eroded away, and then we can't even say what was so inherent in our founding documents, who God is, and that Jesus Christ was mentioned again and again and again. And for the sake of tolerance, which is now pluralism, we can't even, as a Christian, have a voice in the very country that was established by moral principles. And I would say to you, therefore, in your own life, where are you in the foundations of your own life? What are you going to hang on to? Maybe better yet, what are you hanging on to? When pressures come into your life, by family, by individuals, by your own issues of life, maybe it's some physical, maybe it is just the overflow of our culture that is cresting and crashing down on our own families. And you, what is your anchor point? What is your foundation? Is if you don't really have an answer to that, well, you say, well, it's like, I'm strong. Great. A lot of people thought they were really, really strong. And just as simply as a force of water that washed everything away, other than what was established in stone. So, I'd like to emphasize for you what I believe to be 7 very critical foundations that if you're going to survive your world and the pressures of your own life, let me give you these 7. I'm not going to get to all of them, but I think these are important. I've said them before, and this is an ongoing part of a full series in the era of a faith-filled start, Life from the Scriptures. Can I do a quick review for you? I think they're important because we start about a faith-filled start, and we base this on Christ's teaching. And Christ's teaching was really our stated purpose. We emphasize the great commandment. He summed up all of the laws of the scriptures, the Old Testament, summed them up into one very simple statement. You know what you need to do? You need to love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, and mind. That is our stated purpose. And along with that was the Great Commission. Because great commandment living and great commission living equals great Christianity. We emphasize that and we state it as our mission statement as a church. We're helping people develop a heart for God. It's based on that very text. Now, out of that also is birthed the church's targets, our priorities. And we gave you 7 of them without going through all of them. I listed them for you from being biblically balanced, people-focused, family-oriented. We also talked about the area of missions-minded, faith-motivated, purpose-driven, and broadened outreach. All of those out of Acts 2. Those of you that are teachers, you would appreciate the fact we just kind of did a quick review because I want to get your brain caught up to what is tremendously important. If you don't understand this, really, anything that comes along your little world is going to sway you Hey, that sounds good, man. Did you see the new book? Hey, I'm going to read the book. And I'm for reading. As Paul said, bring me the books. Bring me the books. He was a reader. You need to be a reader. But I'm going to tell you this, it's easy. Something comes out there and it even sounds spiritual. Why, they got Bible verses to it. Cool. Really? You know who knows more Bible than you do? Satan does. He uses it all the time. He tried to do it on the very living word himself, Jesus Christ. Hey, you better be careful. You take that little Bible verse and, well, this is why I'm going to, that's great. You better make sure it's directed by the Spirit of God. And so it's important for you to be able to understand these. And therefore, I want to give you these seven. Number one, these are what Jesus himself emphasized, and you really need to have it as an emphasis today. And they're found in the book of John. I just took them in really summary form. And so I'm not going to, as we would try and do, walk through one text and line by line and verse by verse. Let me just step back and as a satellite, snapshots of the devastation that we saw in multiple countries. Let me just give you, and we saw, and I remember seeing multiple, at least, structures that were still there. I don't know what was inside, but I do know the structures were there because there was some kind of foundation to handle the force. These are seven. And really, you need to put them up on your refrigerator. You need to put them in your car. You need to definitely put them in your brain because if you don't have them, anything's going to sound good. Number one, very foundation to all of it, is the Lordship of Christ through the authority of Scripture. We've talked about Christ's teaching. We've talked about our own church. I want to emphasize you as an individual because these are what you would hear in our own church on a regular, continual basis. These are themes. The Lord said it this way in John 14, and he was in the upper room. This is what was being said in John 14. To summarize it, he says, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be agitated, stirred up because you believe in God. Believe in me. We are one. And in the midst of that context, he does mention the rapture because he says, I'm going to come again because I'm going preparing a place, verse 3. I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. And Thomas said, listen, Lord, I want to go with you. How can we know the way? And he said, Jesus said, verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And the repetitive theme is Colossians 1:18. The Lord is Christ. Psalms 119 of the Old Testament, Hebrews 4:11, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, that the power and authority of the Lordship of Christ comes through the authority of Scripture. The authority of Scripture reemphasizes the Lordship of Christ. What do you mean by the Lord? The term itself basically means to be the boss, the controller. He tells you what to do. Have you ever done that in your life? That has got to be a foundation of your life that you step back and you say, you know what's going to get me through those difficult times? That the Lord is the one that when my heart is troubled, that he is the way, the truth, the life. It's what Romans 10, 9 through 13 talks about. He is Lord calling upon the name of the Lord, who's the boss of your life. And the physical way to see that every day is the scriptures that unfold, the written word being revealing the living word. And that does start with a point of salvation.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.